Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is beyond the pale. Just yesterday, Donald Trump's hand-picked attorney general, Pam Bondi, came out and said there is no Epstein client list. There was never an Epstein client list. And the internet immediately dug up a video of the same Pam Bondi a few months ago on Fox News saying the Epstein client list is sitting on my desk right now. Listen, to all the Trump supporters that leave troll comments, it's fine. I urge you to watch my videos. I appreciate the views. But the question is, how do you possibly trust an administration that brazenly lies to your face? I mean, I can demonstrate it in multiple ways throughout this video that the Trump admin is lying, they are being deceiving, and they are doing so for their own benefit, not for the benefit of the American people. And Trump supporters will then say, all politicians lie. No. No, a lot of politicians do stretch the truth or campaign on things, but what Donald Trump does is a relentless carpet bombing of the landscape with lie after lie after lie. I'm going to end all wars in 24 hours. Joe Biden is responsible for this plane crash. Just lie after lie after lie. The election was stolen. Meanwhile, Joe Biden will like put his foot in his mouth and say something dumb that's not on the same level as Trump intentionally trying to deceive the American public. But I digress. I want to walk you through what happened because even top Trump supporters are revolting. For example, Robbie Starbuck says, Pam Bondi said the Epstein client list was on her desk to review for release to the public just a few months ago. Now the DOJ she leads claims there is no Epstein client list. Sorry, but this is unacceptable. That is a MAGA account. Then the Hodge twins, another MAGA account, said Pam Bondi lied to us. Unacceptable. Then Elon Musk comes out, and at 4 a.m., he's sending posts about the Epstein client list. Let me remind you, this entire thing was only resurfaced solely because of Elon Musk. After Pam Bondi said this in a clip that, you know, it was sitting on her desk, the admin was rather quiet about the list for a few months until Elon Musk, whose entire political career is run through like memes and tweets, by the way, Elon Musk decides to come out and say that Trump is on the Epstein client list. Then it's a huge, huge thing in the news. Really quickly, just to back up for a second, while we're talking about the Epstein client list and Elon Musk, let me remind you guys, the Republican Party recently passed a huge bill that will strip Medicaid away from 15 million Americans. That's the estimate. It will redistribute wealth. I want to make sure we're not getting sidetracked on the important issues like Trump's failure to end the war in Russia-Ukraine. In fact, he's let Russia gain territory. He screwed over American citizens who need health care. All of this is happening while two billionaires feud over which one is more of a pedophile, I guess. Let's watch this clip of Pam Bondi.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because that was done at the directive of the president from all of these agencies.
So have you seen anything that you said, oh my gosh?
Not yet.
Okay.
Well, she said it's sitting on my desk right now, but I have one better for you. I have this clip of Alina Habba, Trump's lawyer, on Piers Morgan in February saying we have flight logs, we have information, we have names. Really quickly, you're watching the Adam Mockler channel, but it's under the Mockler Media Network that we are building. If you want to help support Mockler Media, a Gen Z-led network with a diverse audience, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. We will continue to push the truth relentlessly, and I love you guys. We've built something so sick together. More live streams coming, by the way. More live streams today, hopefully.
But in this case, in Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs, we have information, names, that will come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals that were hidden and kept secret and not been held accountable. Let's talk about the reverse. I believe in accountability. So you have to now go through your process. Now, I won't say they're guilty until they go through their time in court. But
I love how she gives it a dramatic pause and she's like, of course it's shocking. It's going to be very shocking. You know what's shocking is the brazen lies coming out of this admin, because now they're saying, wait a minute, the Epstein client list doesn't exist. Exclusive, DOJ, FBI conclude Epstein had no client list, died by suicide. President Trump's Justice Department and FBI have concluded they have no evidence that convicted sex offender and disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein blackmailed powerful figures, kept a client list, or was murdered, according to a memo detailing the findings obtained by Axios. The administration is releasing a video in both raw and enhanced versions that it says indicates no one entered the area of the Manhattan prison where Epstein was held the night he died in 2019. The video supports a medical examiner's findings that Epstein died by suicide. The two-page memo claims the reason why Trump is now trying to clarify this is because he's realizing, oh shit, I'm on the list. I was the president when Jeffrey Epstein died, and this looks very bad. Now, I'm going to say something controversial, but I'm going to give a nuanced position here. I do think there was a list. We know that a list exists. Like, we've seen leaks of it. But I also think Jeffrey Epstein very likely killed himself. I've had this debate with a lot of my friends, both liberal and MAGA people that I talk to. And I say, listen, this dude was living a billionaire's life, flying on jets, mingling with celebrities. He had his own island. Of course, he was doing sick things, but he was living like the billionaire's high life at that point. 1 week later, he's sitting in a cold prison alone where he's very, very likely to get the shit beat out of him. You obviously know what happens to pedophiles in prison. It's not fun. Jeffrey Epstein very likely would have died a very painful death. Remember how Jeffrey Dahmer got killed in prison? Jeffrey Epstein would have probably died in a very similar way, so he just decided, I'm going to go out with it. When you think about it in that framework, there's a decent chance Jeffrey Epstein killed himself, but to each their own, you can believe what you want. I also think that Donald Trump and his admin are hiding something with the client list, so I'm not just completely pushing that aside. I'm just saying that I've just been thinking about that one for a while. Why it matters. The findings represent the first time Trump's admin has officially contradicted conspiracy theories about Epstein's activities. Of course, Elon Musk, the new political party owner, immediately capitalizes on this and says, he posts multiple clown memes. This is about Pam Bondi. It says, we will release the Epstein list. We just need more time. The Epstein list is on my desk. Then it's more and more of a clown. There is no Epstein list. There is no Epstein list. What a clown. And then Elon Musk posts another meme. What's the time? Oh, look, it's no one has been arrested. Oh, clock again. And then it's a clock that says the official Jeffrey Epstein pedophile arrest counter. He's calling for an arrest of anybody and everybody. And then Dave Smith, who is a Trump supporter that is lately pushing back more and more against Trump. He didn't like the strikes against Iran. He's not liking some of the other policies. So I know that a lot of these celebrities who like Trump helped Trump get elected, but when I see people in the comments say, like, there's no point in ever reaching out or talking to any of them ever again, I think that's the type of short-sighted mindset that loses us elections. I'm not saying we should be buddy-buddy with Alex Jones. No, of course not. But when some celebrity like Dave Smith, who's a comedian, comes out and says, I'm really starting to second-guess this, that might be an opportunity for us to have like genuine conversations and win people with platforms over. Because he just said, the Trump administration is lying about Epstein and everyone knows it. Pay attention to who will admit that and who will run cover. 2 weeks ago, this guy was saying Trump should be impeached for his Iran strikes. So, I mean, people do have the ability to push back when they're disgusted. Again, Piers Morgan even said, what happened regarding the Trump administration's lies about the Epstein list? One more time, this Pam Bondi clip is despicable. Look at this smug smile like she's hiding something.
Maybe releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients? Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because that was done at the directive of the president.
Had there been any big bombshells from any of this? You know how Trump supporters wear those shirts that say the conspiracy theorists were right? About what? The conspiracy theorists weren't right about anything. There's always been a simpler explanation to all of these things, whether it's JFK, whether it's MLK. Yeah, it's fun to delve into conspiracy theories about, like, Hitler going to Argentina is not a conspiracy theory that people believe. But when it comes to the reality, there is no supporting documents about any of this. I'm going to leave it there. Let's stay in reality. If you like staying in reality, subscribe to Mockler Media. We provide the facts in a calm, rational way. I love you all. We built something amazing. We are going to continue to over the next, 5, 10 years and beyond. But in the immediate term, Mockler Media is doing a rapid launch where we are sprinting to release multiple new podcasts, multiple new contributors like contributor Chris, and just growing the overall media ecosystem so the right wingers don't have such a stranglehold every time something happens and we can provide our own facts. We can provide the real on the ground narrative. If you want to join, you can become a member. Go to adammockler.com. Check out the Adam Mockler Reddit. We're on Instagram. Wherever you are, we're there. Go check us out. See you all in the next video, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.